Let's rock.
All right, here we are again for, I don't know, season three or four. It doesn't really matter, but I think it's episode five for season three. In all seriousness, Dina and Gerard and I are here, and we have a special guest who we will introduce in a second. But before we get into that, what are the things that we're thinking about doing outdoors come the spring? Anybody got want to go first?
I'm just ready to get on the water, do something water related.
Do you fish?
No, I don't fish. I crab though.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just looking forward to doing more walking outside. The weather is really unpredictable lately, and I can't wait to get back outside and do a lot of walking outside.
Nice. I'm going for a bike ride this weekend with my children, so I'm looking forward to that. We bike ride. That's our thing. So. Definitely looking forward to that. All right. We have a special guest tonight. And Dina, do you want to introduce the special guest?
So our special guest tonight is somebody who is near and dear to my heart for all of the 13 years that he has been a part of my life. And so he is a student happens to be a student at the school where I teach. And he's a pretty awesome kid. So this is Avery.
Hello. Hi.
All right. Amy, tell us a little bit about yourself. What are the things that make you click a little bit or tick?
I'm already
What are your interests? What are the things that you really like to talk about?
Okay. I love TV shows. I like video games.
Watching YouTube videos. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite YouTuber?
That's a tough question. I can't really. I have like so many favorite YouTubers.
So, put your Mount Rushmore out there. Who's your top four?
All right. So, top four. Oh, that's such a tough two. I guess one of them probably.
Yeah, you have a hard that's time. A tough decision, you have a hard time.
Yeah. I know. It's choices. So many choices.
Can you throw out one you follow?
It's subscribed to, but it's fine.
Oh, sorry.
no, it's fine. There's this one, The Odd Ones Out. They are like an animator, that I watch quite a bit. And yeah, it's like, they're a really good YouTuber, and they do like story time animations and stuff like that about like their life, and it's really interesting.
Let me ask you a different question. What is it about your favorite YouTubers? What is it that they do that you like the best? Is it about like the backstory or the animation or?
I mean, I watch a majority of a variety of different YouTubers. Like I watch like animation, like let's play videos. Sometimes just like commentary or sometimes like skits or like short skits or something like that. Yeah, like I watch a variety of YouTube videos, but like I mean, mostly it's just like what I enjoy or like something that makes me laugh.
Do you say "Hey guys" too much? Like, do you always go walk around saying "Hey guys, hey guys"? Oh. My son, that's your age, is he's always like "Hey guys, hey guys." It's so annoying. I'm like, stop saying "Hey guys."
I'm sorry.
Do you do that or no?
No, it's wait. What is that a question? Or I'm sorry.
It might be a question. It might not be. But my son always walks around. He's like, "Hey guys." I'm like, stop saying "Hey guys." It's so annoying.
At one point, I like it. I was gonna say. At one point, I would constantly say the word "like" after like maybe every word, but like I still kind of do that, but not as much. I say it like a million times in one sentence. Yeah.
Are you ready to get into the serious questions?
Sure.
All right. What is it like to be a person with autism?
Well.
Well, and
so
Mr.
Doug
just came right out of nowhere.
Yeah,
this is the question we're talking about. So go ahead.
He jumped right into water.
Yeah, not even
so. Do you want to talk a little bit about? So maybe we can talk a little bit about our history with that first.
Yeah, sure.
We'll go to do the Reader's Digest link version.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Avery's autism diagnosis is fairly new to us. He was diagnosed 2 years ago. We saw some things that really kind of made us feel like this might be where we were. And he had a previous diagnosis of ADHD. And so we met with the doctor at the Swank Autism Center, and he received a medical diagnosis after he received the educational diagnosis. And so we wanted to make sure that we had both, especially in terms of helping him transition. But what's ended up happening is when we first had those initial discussions, he didn't really want anybody to know. And he felt, you know, a little bit ashamed. And as we've gotten to understand better what autism is, he has started watching, you know, people on social media who are autistic, and it's really helped to kind of build his confidence and his want to talk about that. And so a lot of the reason why Avery wanted to come on tonight is to talk about his experience and what autism looks like for him.
Also, another part we wanted to do on the podcast is because now I am immortal.
That's true.
Yeah.
Saved forever.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah. My voice will echo into the eons.
That is
as long as technology exists. And hopefully we're not smite. Is the plural of smite like smitten?
I have no idea.
Okay, whatever.
It could be. I think it could
hopefully
be.
Hopefully technology does not kill us. Okay.
I don't know if it's a plural. I think it's the adjacent adverb of the adjective.
Whatever. Whatever.
So,
I'll buy a thesaurus next time I'm on the podcast. I'll buy a thesaurus. Anyway.
So, okay. So talk a little bit about what your experience is as an autistic.
Okay. One, I don't like the term mental illness. I kind of like, I don't really say, like, it's not an illness. It's not like to put it in like game term, like video game terms, it's not a debuff.
Well,
right. I hear you. You're not a glitch. You're not definitely on a glitch, right?
Yeah, no.
Well, when have you heard, it's a mental illness? When have you heard that?
I mean, like, I've heard like people describe it as like something like that.
Neurodivergent,
I don't think it's called, like, just referred to as mental illness. It's just like, but like, I have heard it like described as mental illness. I'm not sure.
So we definitely know it's not that.
No, it's not. Okay. It's not an illness. It's not like a terrible.
I would say it would be an advancement. To be honest.
Yeah. Honestly, autism just makes things like more fun.
Right. I would agree with you.
Yeah.
So when you talk about making things more fun, like, what do you mean?
Like, I mean, like, something like it makes things, it kind of just makes things a bit more interesting in life. Like, like, it's like, I have like a certain way of seeing things. Like, I am really good at certain things, but then horrible at others.
I feel like you're telling me it makes your life more clear.
Yeah, kind of.
Those perspectives.
I can like really easily like pick out like different things from a scenario, like, so I can like notice like really small things, like I feel like I just kind of like notice this a lot about something, like some things I like kind of notice about kind of like my behaviors or something like that, or just like I don't know how to like I kind of just like say this off the top of my head, but when I try to think about it, I can't. But like, it's basically just like I notice like small things that other people wouldn't usually.
Right, which is an important skill to have in life, right?
Yeah, it is,
because you're more introspective about what's going on around you, and therefore more self-aware about what and who you are as a person.
Yeah,
you're also.
I think that's like a superpower, to be honest. But
yeah.
You're also really good at when you're really interested in something, really, really getting into it.
Yeah, actually, no, that is exactly what I do. Like that is just something that I feel like most people with ADHD or autism, you're like, if it's something they're not really interested in, like, they can't really focus. But then if it is something they're really interested in, they hyper-focus. I'm pretty sure that's the term people use, like, hyper-focus.
Yeah.
It's like video games for me. Like, I really enjoy video games. So whenever like I'm playing video games, I hyper focus on that. And then whenever I have to, get off of the video games, I'm kind of just like, I just want to go back to the video games.
All right. So tell us, what are your biggest interests then? Tell us your top.
So, one thing, I do really like movies and like pop culture and stuff. So, like, one of my, I talk about movies, like, one of my favorite movies, I think, I'm not exactly sure what my, my favorite movie is, but a couple of my favorites, Back to the Future, of course. It's a classic.
Of course. course.
That's a classic right there.
Michael J. Fox every day.
Yeah, Michael J. Fox. Yeah. Actually, recently I have rewatched Napoleon Dynamite. Yeah.
It's my wife's movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I do also like some Disney stuff. Like, favorite Disney movie, WALL-E.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's the best Pixar movie.
Is that that,
the robot? Yeah.
I never saw that one.
Well, and what I also find interesting about that, about your selection too, is that, WALL-E's actually very sensitive.
Really?
And he's actually very sensitive. And you are as well.
Yeah.
And I think that that's something that people don't understand all the time about, people who are autistic is that you are very, very sensitive.
Yeah. I mean, like, I feel like some people have said, like, oh, but it's so preachy. And I'm just like, shush. Cute robot love story.
Right. All right. You ready for question? Yeah. You ready for question number two?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
All right. So what does it feel like when some of your friends understand where you're coming from and some of your friends don't understand where you're coming from when you say things that may or may not be appropriate in the time?
Can you be more like, what do you mean?
So like, do you have friends that you hold close to you that understand that, they understand where you're coming from, and then you have friends that don't? I don't know, mom.
So like someone who understands like the actions I kind of like do, like,
right, they understand, exactly, and then those that don't, right, exactly.
Yeah, like I guess you could say that. Yeah.
So how does that make you feel? Some people probably hold you close, right, and protect you, and some people are like, oh my gosh, what's going on with this guy?
Yeah, like my best friend, my best friend, Jay. He like we've been friends since kindergarten. And I'm sure, like, they understand that, like another thing with autism is that, like, sometimes I have trouble picking up on, like, social cues, like something like sarcasm.
Thank you, Avery. All right. Avery is now producing the show because Avery, how do you view autism?
Honestly, autism is pretty cool.
So talk about that a little bit.
So autism is... Well, honestly, it isn't like a bad thing. Like I think I've talked about this, like, just as like kind of like a conversation with my mom before. Like, there can be like we've talked about like how stereotypes can be very harmful.
Sure.
And I feel like a harmful stereotype about autism is that the person who has autism is completely helpless and can't convey emotions properly.
Mm.
One.
Powerful.
Not true. Yeah, second, not I am, oh my god, so this is the thing. Not every single person with autism is the same. I will preach this saying to the high heavens. It is called a spectrum.
Okay, all right.
Love it.
Spectrum, love energy. As in meaning that just because one person acts a certain way doesn't mean that every person acts a certain way.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. That's basically the definition of a stereotype.
Yeah.
Like, assuming that an entire group of people act a certain way.
So do you feel like you've been put in a stereotype before?
Not really, because, I mean, okay. Wait, hold on. Hold on, guys. Needs. Hold on. Let's edit this out.
I thought you said I need to take this call. I thought I said I need to take this call. It was calling now.
I have several podcasts on this podcast. No,
what kind of son you have here is taking calls during a podcast.
No, sorry. My dog came over.
What were you talking about?
I have no idea.
Ah, crap. Dang it.
Why it's so awesome to be you? I don't know. Something like along the lines.
Something about stereotypes.
Been put in a stereotype?
Yeah, that's the question.
Well,
thank you, Gerard.
Experience. I think you haven't had somebody stereotype you specifically as an autistic, but you have heard stereotypes come from your peers' mouths about autism.
Yes, yeah. Also, I wouldn't say, like, just like in any type of stereotype, I mean, I don't, like, again, I don't look like I'm autistic. I just look like a normal kid. Mm-hmm. But sure. I act autistic. It's not, like, about how people look. It's not, like, again, I think that's, like, another stereotype. It's not, like, oh, you look like you are blank. You know?
Right, right.
But, like, I've had, like, speaking of my mom said, I have heard from my peers, they have said some harmful, like, stereotypes about autism and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They say things like they're making jokes about it, like, I got diagnosed with autism, or like stuff like that. They say stuff like they're making jokes thinking it's actually funny to make jokes about this thing, right, even though it's very much not.
Well, right. And that's because they do that because they think autism looks a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't look a certain way.
Mm-mm. Again, right. I've preached it to high heavens, and I will preach it again. Spectrums are called spectrums for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
It is a wide range of emotions and feelings and autism.
Yeah. Hey, you have brought a refreshing voice to this podcast tonight. So, Mom, thank you.
Yes, he has.
Gerard, you want to throw anything in there before we go to Mom and or Avery? Avery's going to have the last say. And Avery, you're just going to, whatever you're going to say right now, process it, because it's going to go between me and Gerard and your mom. And then your last, yes, say whatever you want before we're out. So, Gerard, right, do you want to start us off, or do you want me to start us off?
Right. No, I wanted to hear from Mom being the dual role.
We all got to talk. All right, I'll start us off.
Yeah, you start us off then.
All right, I'll start us off. So, Avery, I want to say, number one, I think it takes a lot of courage to do what you did tonight. Mm-hmm. I appreciate your mom bringing you on the podcast. I can't wait to share with you. Of course, it broke up in the middle, so I can figure all that out. But at some point, we'll figure out how to get this all together. But definitely, Avery, I think your honesty, your authenticity, and your energy that you brought tonight, I really appreciate it. And I wish you good well. I never met you. I know your mom very well. I don't know you as well, but I cannot wait to meet you because you seem like you're an awesome dude. So
thank you. Yeah.
Great job, bud.
Uh-huh.
For me, I just enjoy your different perspective and take on things and the way you articulate yourself. And I like how you're not worried about articulating yourself or coming across as anybody else but Avery. And keep doing that, because the world needs Avery. Nobody else. The world needs Avery. Like, you're not trying to be like your friends. And I like how you talked about your likes, and I was able to glean from you in the aspect of when you talked about the movies you liked. I'm like, hey, he's talking from my era, and like, I could connect with you because the things you like have a different meaning to different people, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
He definitely doesn't have a problem talking. Not ever been an issue.
Yeah, no, I started talking at 2 years old and haven't stopped.
No, you started talking a week after you turned a year old and haven't stopped.
Yeah, I've been talking. I came like I shot out of the womb talking.
Yeah,
all right, Mom, are you got any last thoughts, or are you shifting it to Avery? What's going on?
I think one of the things that I want people to understand is, because autism can look so differently for so many people, you know, for example, the default for a very long time was about vocabulary and about, you know, the way that people with autism, you know, use language and not communicating verbally as much. And Avery's definitely been very verbal his entire life. Mm-hmm, and that's actually thrown off previous doctors that we've gone to see, because the thought was he couldn't possibly be autistic if he has, you know, if he can maintain control conversation.
Yeah.
So he's definitely, you know, a kid that doesn't fall into that category. Yeah. So,
yeah, I'm a little.
All right, Avery, real quick, before you begin, what do you want us, our, you know, 1.6 billion followers to hear from?
Hold on. Okay. I'm gonna have to go with my
billion with a B, billion followers.
Okay. Why do ducks have webbed feet?
All right, hold on. I didn't know you were doing that. Hold on.
No, it's not. That's not the punchline yet.
I have no idea why ducks have
webbing. To stamp out fires, but wait, hey, why do elephants have? Okay, so it's two parts to the one joke. Okay, let's try it again. So why?
God, what's up? I got jokes too. Go ahead.
Why do ducks have webbed feet?
I don't know.
To stamp out fires, but why do elephants have flat feet?
Oh, I don't know.
To stamp out burning ducks.
All right, with that, we're out. Avery, thank you. Mom, I don't even know what to go from here. We have no entry music, so we're out. Bye, guys.